lesson. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the La Porte Church of Christ here the middle of December, December 15th, 2024. We welcome you here. We hope you're having a blessed hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a good December. And we're glad to be here and glad to be able to share some current events with you, some timeless pulpit truths, a new message today. So a little bit of everything for you. We hope you're prayed up. We start out here with the pistol prayer. And as we've said before, it's a type of imprecatory prayer. And so we encourage you to, you know, you need to be prayed up to pray this, to stand boldly and to come against the enemy. Well, we want to be armored up. We do. So we hope you've put on that full armor of God, prayed that on, prayed for your family, the Lord's Prayer, and prayed for us here. Know that we pray for you, Remnant. We do. Well, I hope you'll join us on this pistol prayer, and we've got it on a Bible bookmarker. If you'd like it, we'd be glad to send it to you. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen. And it sure seemed like we're seeing that come true. We're seeing what used to work not working as well, at least on the enemy side anymore. The spells, the things that they used to be able to say and do, and, well, people anymore, it seems like a lot of them are going, hey, wait a minute, that just doesn't seem right. We're seeing it. We're seeing just a different spirit in the land from people not participating in the transgenderism, and people coming against abortion, and people realizing, I talked about it Thursday night, vaccination rates are at an all-time low. How about that? And, you know, the world looks at that, and the CDC is, oh my gosh, that's horrible. We look at it a whole different way. It's because more and more people are seeing that these spells, these things that have been have been in place and they're just the way it is. No, it's not that way. And that's a good thing. It really is. I saw this graphic. I wanted to start out with this. It is God will make a way, because regardless, and of course it's back to, you know, him splitting the sea and letting the children of Israel walk across the Red Sea on dry land. He makes a way. So even today, he does. He does make a way. I wanted to start out with this. I've kind of titled it just a couple slides, Healthy Choices, because again, it's things that used to be conspiracy theories, things that have been put out, whether we put them out at this ministry or we've seen them at other places and tried to share them with you, the Remnant, or you, the Remnant, have shared with us that in the past, conspiracy theories, this is just not, but they get proven out. They do. Let's take a look. Cooking oils, your safflowers and your corn oils and all your crap oils, linked to colon cancer, an early study, and tied to inflammation. And results suggest that processed packaged foods increase the risk of cancer and disease. And this was a report that came out of University of South Florida. Researchers revealed another reason to avoid ultra-processed food. The seed oils, which are plant-based cooking. You know, we hear all this today, plant-based. Oh, we need plant-based meats and plant-based feeds and blah, blah, blah. Plant-based cooking oils that are often used in processed packaged foods have been linked to an increased risk of colon cancer, according to a new study published this week in the medical journal Gut. How about that? Of course, then they come back, they throw this other stuff in, and this is what I wanted to share. Regular exercise and balanced sleep would also play important roles in the resolution medicine approach. See, that's different. That's different than here. Take this phenobarbital or take this Tylenol or take this prescription drug if you have a problem. And even in the medical field, see, these truths are coming out. Now, what happens with them, we'll see. We'll see. The quote by Yeatman said, this has the potential to revolutionize cancer treatment, moving beyond drugs to harness the natural healing processes. That seems like a full circle to me, right? Beyond drugs, back to a natural healing process, and they look at it, oh, well, this is just more and better we can do. And I see it as coming full circle back around to where we should be in the first place. Vital step towards addressing chronic inflammation, preventing diseases before they start. And again, the seed oils, the cooking oils, if you're going to, you got to cook with oil, olive oil, coconut oil. What's the latest that's real big, Jace? Beef tallow? That's kind of a big thing that seems to be in the circles these days. Things that are natural. Not that are one step away like margarine, not that are one step away from plastic and petrochemicals. Okay? Let me tell you, coming from a cow is better than coming from a scientist. It is just as simple as that. It really is. The scripture, Exodus 23:25. Again, it goes a little bit more than just eating natural, but worship the Lord your God. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and on your water. He says, I will take away sickness from among you. Now, that's back in Exodus, right? Genesis, Exodus. Pretty basic stuff, pretty foundational. But how true it is. How true it is. The scientists think it's revolutionary when they see that this processed food causes cancer. So if you don't eat the processed food, maybe that'll prevent cancer. And that's just eye-opening to them. How about this? Worship God, and his blessings will be on you. This nation needs to realize that and needs to see that. It needs to see that this verse in Exodus is just as important and just as relative as John 3:16. Same word, and it's given to the same people. Well, you know, many times when we think about California, we think, oh my gosh, those people are just, whew, let it fall in the ocean, Lord, right? We think that sometimes. But, you know, I think it's like most states that it's these left-wing liberal antichrist attitudes are mainly concentrated in the big cities. They are. I saw this again. I remember years ago this coming up before. So it's not the first time, but it's like a new generation of Californians are saying, hey, wait a minute. Something's got to change. So the latest, maybe a new California State 51. And what they're proposing is the brown areas be the new state. The yellow areas, San Diego, L.A., Hollywood, Sacramento, oh, you can keep your mess. Rural towns pushing to divorce from big cities and form a new conservative state. Supporters of New California say Sacramento has failed to address concerns from residents who live outside of L.A. and San Francisco. Rural voters in California have had it with the Democratic majority in Sacramento, pushing for their communities to divorce the blue urban areas that dominate state politics. Conservative residents in California's rural regions are tired of overregulation, the high cost of living, the myriad of policies coming out of the Democratic-dominated state legislature, says Paul Preston, who founded New California State in hopes of splintering off from its current home. We recognize that we're in a tyranny, he told Fox News, citing the disparity, the difference between Democrats and Republicans in state government. He goes on and says that California is a one-party state, operates similar to a communist regime by passing laws that disregard the rural class. And you know, Pastor preached on this for years. I remember him talking about how the the people in California had voted like 85% against giving illegal aliens driver's license. And a federal judge says, oh, well, we're going to give it to them anyway. And so that's been 20 years ago. And so we still see it. And I bring this up because it's not, you know, many times, like I said, we generalize. We think, oh, those Californians, right? Don't California my Wyoming. Don't California my state. And it is an attitude. It is a spirit. But it is, like in Colorado, it's focused. It's concentrated in the big city areas, okay? It's like that in Nebraska. You know, let me tell you, Omaha is a little different than North Platte, okay? Just the residents, the attitude, the spirit, it's just that way. I'm sure you see it in your state. Says, breaking California in two would provide fairer and more responsive government for areas outside the state's major cities. And it just goes on and on. And it was encouraging to me to see this. I didn't bring a slide. I didn't put a slide together, but I saw also this week that there's four Christian conservative private schools that are thriving in San Francisco. They started out with 10 or 12 students each one. Now they're up to 30 or 40 just after like 2.5 years. And so right there in San Francisco, in the middle of, you know, what we would call Sodom and Gomorrah, four small, albeit small, but Christian-based schools, private schools, that are thriving, that are growing. And my thought was, you know, maybe what's coming out of this report, you know, maybe that's why the fire and brimstone hasn't rained down on California yet. Maybe. I don't know. You know, we in the media and the things that we see the record fires, we see the insanity from Governor Newsom out there, the things that they do. But that's where the media focuses, is on the big cities, on the San Diego, the L.A., the San Francisco, the Sacramento, the major cities. Just like, again, here in Colorado, everything you hear about is Denver and Colorado Springs and the Front Range, that metro area. But, you know, you get just a mile or two outside of it, up here in La Porte, things are different. You get a mile or two out of it back toward the east or even toward the west, you start seeing American flags flying. You start seeing, it's just different. You could tell it feels different, and that's a good thing. So gives me hope. It does. It gives me hope. And this scripture came to mind in Proverbs that all is not lost, even in California. Proverbs 28:16 says, a leader who lacks judgment is also a great oppressor, but he who hates dishonest profit will prolong his days. And that came to mind when I was heard about these schools, these private Christian schools prospering in San Francisco, and then this article here about maybe another new California. Not the first time this has come up. And so it's been on people's minds out there, but this is like a whole new generation of people that are thinking this very thing, that are saying, hey, wait a minute, these leaders, just like it says here, they lack judgment. And they are oppressors. It's more like a communist regime than it is a democratic state. And they see that. Well, Remnant, make sure you take a look at our website, Scriptures for America. Well, SFAWBN.com. You see it on the screen. That's the network website. The newswire's there, including current events, breaking news. The broadcast schedule is there. Archives. Tons of information. And one of the things that we try to keep up on is, again, if you've got current events and breaking news happening in your area, if you will email them to us, you can email them to jason@sfaw.org. We will do our best to get them up on the website, to share them so that they're available. Many times things happen in local areas that the AP, the big wires, they don't pick up on. They don't send it on out if it doesn't fit their agenda. And so this is another way to get things that are happening out to you, out to the remnant. Proverbs 14:8. Boy, it's been an Old Testament morning, you know. That just seems to be where, when we go and look, I see these things that were talked about happening today and applying today. Proverbs 14:8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, the Lord's way. But the folly of fools is deceit. And so see, that is coming out more and more in our land today. You have a difference there. You have wisdom for those that are prudent, understanding, desiring, trying to understand God's way, what he's doing, what he wants us to do, what he doesn't want us to do, what's, you know, just like we read, hey, worship God and receive his blessings. It's as simple as that. But if you don't acknowledge God, go to Romans 1 and read what happens. Because they did not acknowledge God anymore, and they were given over to depravity, and we see that in the land today. But the wisdom of the prudent, those that seek out a matter, it says is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. Now, I'll tell you, I sure don't understand all the deceit going on. Got a little insight to some of it. But, you know, these last couple of weeks, there's been, I think, a big deception going on. And that has to do with these drones, okay? I don't understand all of it. I've got neighbors that have flown drones. I've seen them. I've seen our local police and fire department fly them and do that. And military as well. So got a couple pictures for you. This, you know, drones over the U.S. Who knows? But boy, there's a lot of balking going on. Reminds me of when that spy balloon was flying over. But anyway, drones over the U.S. The New Jersey mayor says the state told us to call the bomb squad and to wear hazmat if a drone is downed, like it's an attack. Now, this is from Bellevue, New Jersey Mayor Michael Mellum. Stated that the state of New Jersey gave him guidance that day that if a drone is downed, quote, we're immediately to call the bomb squad of our county. And second, our fire department has been instructed to make sure they wear hazmat suits like it's an attack. Okay. He goes on and says, on the way here, I was on the phone with the OEM team and now have guidance coming from the state. And it says, again, two different things. Bomb squad, hazmat suits. Now, that's what's being put out. That's what's being put out. You've seen pictures. You've seen videos. And it's not just one. They've talked about New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut. Jason mentioned yesterday on coffee. We've had them. They were here in Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming last year. Not saying it's the same ones, but these things that are happening, that the government, they either can't explain or they won't. And I think, as we read, it's more of the deception. It's more of the won't. They can say, well, I don't know, but, you know, but if they come down, this is what you do. I had this one picture, drones over New Jersey, several, and at night, it leads more to deception than anything else. House Armed Service Committee ranking member Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington, stated that there is absolutely no question, no dispute that there are drones flying over and close to military installations. And according to an unclassified briefing he got on Thursday, a number of drone sightings, specifically over Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey, there have been visual sightings they've acknowledged. Now, Jason, you're a pilot. What if you flew a little Cessna over Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey? You think they just let you fly over and say, oh, look at that guy. He's just flying over. No big deal. Don't worry about it. No. See, it doesn't make sense. In a joint statement from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, both agencies stated they have, quote, no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. But they're telling New Jersey if one crashes, call a bomb squad and the hazmat unit. deceit. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, Proverbs 14:8 tells us. But the folly of the foolish is deceit. And when they do this, see, again, more and more people are saying, hey, wait a minute. You're saying opposite things. We're seeing what's going on. You know, it's just like the when they were eating dogs and cats, the Haitians, back in the little town in Ohio and other places. And it was happening. There was video of it. There were people that were reporting it, more than one. Oh, that's BS. That's not what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But it was. But it was, and it is. No national security or public safety threat. No foreign influence. No foreign nexus whatsoever. Of course, then the White House says, we don't know enough about it to take a drone down even over the ocean. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby stated that shooting down one of the mysterious drones over the ocean can't be done because, quote, we have to develop the policy options based on what we know we're dealing with here, and we just don't know enough to do something about it. We don't know, so just don't mess with it. We don't have a policy in place to cover our butts in case something happens. There's that deceit, that folly of fools. And more people are seeing it. Homeland Security Secretary says, response to criticism of the federal government's handling of the reported drone sightings on the East Coast by stating that, quote, we have experts. And people, quote, should not diminish the extent of their expertise. These are experts' expertise. And the extent of their dedication to the well-being of the American people. Now, you know, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. And that sounds like something from Gorbachev, something out of Stalinist USSR. We are experts at this, and we care. We are dedicated to your well-being. What a bunch of hogwash, to keep it polite this morning. Representative Jeff Van Drew, Republican in New Jersey, states that the federal government doesn't know anything about the drones, doesn't know what it's doing, and they're not being straightforward. He responds, he says, first off, we're all experts, and don't diminish the extent of their expertise or the extent of their dedication for the well-being of the American people. Blah, blah, blah. So what it is, I can't tell you. Oh, it's this company that's working with the Defense Department, and they're testing this, and it's the shadow black government. I don't know. I don't need to know. Not because they're not flying over here, but because we have our trust somewhere else, and we don't fear. And they can send them. They can back us up to the Red Sea, right? And God makes a way. He does. A couple verses we're wrapping up this morning. Just a couple short ones here. For the foolish, 1 Corinthians 1:25. We'll burn through these pretty quick. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom. And the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. See, it may seem foolish to not worry and to say, you know, God will make a way. We read about it. And trusting in God, the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom. It's wiser. As much as we'd like to get the old Remington 870 out with some probably number fours, maybe double op buck, something like that, as much as we'd like to do that, there's a better way. How about Psalms 37? Psalms 37, verse 12 and 13 says, the wicked plots against the just. Oh, they do, don't they? And gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. And so we may have this today. We know the wicked plot against us, and they desire to destroy us. Our Lord laughs at them. Shouldn't we follow his example? Psalms 2:4-6 tells us the same thing. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he, meaning the Lord, will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. And you know, when you have a king that you worship, you look forward to seeing him. When it's an enemy king, you don't. And our king that sits on Zion is an enemy to those ungodly ones, for sure. Well, I think that's about all the notes I got here. Last thing this morning, and we're going to move you on to a timeless pulpit truth, is we hope you read the Bible. We've got the Bible reading plan set up for 2025. We'll get it up on the website this next week, a PDF for you, and we'd be glad to send it out to you. We'd encourage you, read your Bible. As it says there, what are your plans to read your Bible this year? I hope you do have good plans to do that very thing, to draw closer to God. That's what the word is. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We got a timeless pulpit truth for you and a brand new message for you right after that. Thanks again for joining us. God bless.
Encamped along the hills of Lycia, Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in vale below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be give. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. And onward from the hill of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Faith is a big